I like to attack. I like to run the attack, and and more so, I don't like to shy away from a tackling defence. I feel that attack's probably the strongest part of my game. I like to take the line on and do my part there, but also, you know, I don't like to miss too many tackles. I like to put it about a bit if I can. So
fully modern fly half.
Yeah.
In terms of kind of the step up, have you found a real jump in terms of quality? I know obviously you've only played in one game, but just in terms of the training and the setup and everything.
Obviously the setup is massively different to anything in the Championship that I've been a part of before. And I think the skill level of every single player is just that little bit higher, which then, you know, just proves for probably slightly higher standard of rugby all around, really.
In terms of kind of a fly half going to the AJ Bell, obviously it's a new stadium for you. I don't know if you've been down, it's a bit of a different microclimate in terms of winds and stuff. Are you looking forward to getting out there and kind of, you know, treating it as your home, getting used to the conditions?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's a fantastic stadium. As you say, it's got a bit of a microclimate of its own. So be interesting to get out there. I think, you know, we do the team run there before the game and, you know, get a feel for the wind and everything else. But then once Friday night comes around and we can get the crowd in there and start playing some rugby at home, then that's going to be a fantastic place to be. And like you say, hopefully it'll be a great home for me.
In terms of coming to sail this summer as well, you've obviously arrived with a new fly half in AJ. Is that sort of a bonus for you? Because you're both new starters here. You both can try to make your impression on dimes in sort of the first few weeks and months.
I think, you know, I think it has been good. Me and AJ got on very well, and you know, we like to bounce ideas off each other, bounce ideas off the coaches, and it's kind of, you know, AJ's obviously got international experience and I've come in from the Championship, but you know, I think we're both just trying to push as hard as we can and get better as individuals, and therefore, you know, helping the team progress.
And I guess from your point of view as well, coming into a sales setup where you've got a Peter Strigo and a Mike Phillips as a number 10, you can't really get two sort of scrum masters to help you settle in better, can
you? Yeah, absolutely. You know, working with those two and you know, some of the other senior players here is fantastic, you know, especially with Strings and Mike. They've got so much experience and you know, nothing seems to faze them, so it's great to be able to learn off that, and also it's a very calming influence when you're out on the field, that you know, you can look over and you know, that's the guy that's there, British and Irish Lion, and it just gives you a bit of a calming influence and you can clearly think.
Is it slightly bizarre, because I guess you must have just grown up watching these guys on TV playing for the Lions as you said in their countries, and now you're receiving a ball from them?
It's very bizarre, to be honest. The first couple of weeks I was kind of, you know, just, you know, like I was on a like I was a prize winner, like going around the club, like, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's great now. I think I've settled in. It's, you know, they're my teammates, they're my mates, and it's fantastic to be able to call them that. But yeah, for the first few weeks, it was definitely kind of, didn't really want to talk to them, a bit scared, and just asking for their autographs instead, really.
I spoke to Diane Pidat. He said, listen, it wasn't about the kick, obviously, the last minute of the game. He said, listen, the whole team wasn't good enough. But just from a personal point of view, did he feel sort of a mixed night? You had your great grubber kick to set up Byron, and then obviously the last minute was it, a sort of mixed fortunes?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, being my debut as well, you know, it's fantastic to be able to get on the field for the first time in the Premiership and to have an impact on the game. Unfortunately, you know, I couldn't get that kick over at the end, which would have been kind of a dream story for me and a great start for the team in terms of a win. But yeah, I think there are other parts of my game that were good and helped the team, but you know, there's always room for improvements, that kick part of one, and there's plenty of others out there that I can get better at too.
Did you feel settled though? Did it feel like, you know, I'm okay at this level? It wasn't like, oh god, what's going on?
Yeah, no, definitely. I went out there confident. You know, I think the coach has been great, giving me plenty of confidence you know, throughout training and throughout pre-season, and you know, with the lads we've got around us here, I'm very confident in the team, and that, you know, helps then for me to be able to be confident in my own ability to go out there and perform at a Premiership level.
And just finally, Harlequins on Friday night, a team full of internationals, but they didn't particularly play well against Bristol last week. I'm sure you're aware of Sale's home record last year, and just getting off to that good start and getting that first W on the board, really important on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone's really excited about our first home game. Obviously it was a great record last year, and we want to kind of maintain that this year. You know, I think you've really got to be confident at home in this league, and we really are, so we're really looking forward, as I say, to put a few wrongs right out there on Friday night, and hopefully we can put in a performance and come away with a win.